Well, good afternoon and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. My name is Angela. I'm going to be with you until 3 o'clock, bringing you all kinds of great music. And we do have a special guest who will be in studio with us here momentarily. But I do want to welcome you again on this Tuesday. And it is Tuesday, August the 22nd, and the Pickup Country time is 106. 87 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch. And of course, we are looking at some really hot temperatures for the next couple of days. And today we're looking at a high near 91. And that means the heat index is going to be as high as 97, maybe higher. But do be aware again tomorrow and Thursday. Again, going to be really hot temperatures. Do take good care of yourself. Make sure that you are hydrating and taking frequent breaks in the shade and cooling down. But as I said, we are going to have special guest Logan Bowling in with us here in just a few. But speaking of a Logan, wanted to share with you a little story that took place this week with one of our dear friends, Logan Halstead. And we have played his music here for the last several years. He is a rising Appalachian music star and singer-songwriter. He had a little incident that took place this week. He was traveling by way of United Airlines, and I'm going to go ahead and call him out. They're probably not listening anyway. But as it turned out, Logan and his friend, Nat Myers, who is also a musician, they were traveling on United Airlines, and both of their guitars were destroyed, absolutely destroyed beyond repair. They posted pictures on social media, and Logan's was a Martin guitar, and he had had it for at least 4 years, and of course, that's the way that he makes a living. And so when they confronted United Airlines, United Airlines refused to pay any kind of restitution or rectify the situation. And of course, again, that's how Logan makes his living. So he's got a lot of friends online, and folks shared that information about what happened and the pictures of the guitars that were destroyed. And folks started a GoFundMe for him and also for Nat Myers. And because, again, both of their guitars were destroyed beyond repair. So what happened was these GoFundMes got started and lots of money started getting generated. And it got back to Logan. And he said, you know, I can't take your all's money. So instead, what they're going to do is they're going to use the money from the GoFundMes to help buy guitars for schools in Appalachia. So they are looking to buy some instruments for Southern West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, or Western Virginia, any schools that are accepting donations. And if you would like to make a donation, just go to GoFundMe and run a search for Replace Logan Halstead's Guitar. And currently one of those GoFundMes is already up to $3,200. And so just great to see the generosity of people who have stepped up and helped Logan Halstead get a new guitar. But there's so much more there that he's giving it away. In honor of that, we're going to hear Logan's song. It's off his album called Dark Black Coal. It's called Man's Gotta Eat, and I think that's suitable. Here's Logan Halstead.
Out here selling my food stamps just to make ends meet. All the time I've let slip by, trying like hell to sleep. All I've got in this life is a flat top and two left feet. No streets of gold, cause I've sold my soul, but a man's gotta eat. Come down off my mountain to a holler of thieves. The copper wire that I've acquired laid out at my feet. Moonshine takes the place of wine, working for dirty deeds. your tap ain't working, ma'am, I'm sorry your man's gotta eat. Got a few friends that made it, most left behind. Crushed down in the coal mines, OD down the line. Living on pills and welfare ain't too bad for me. But the oxy's gone away now, and a man's gotta eat. Said the oxy's gone away now, and a man's gotta eat.
You're a hard woman.
Logan Halstead with Man's Gotta Eat, and that was Lance Rogers with Green Empire, new single that he's put out. And we're going to take a short break and get a sound check in. Our guests have arrived. And just to build in a little time there, we're going to hear from the local Honeys and the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore. And if there's time, we might hear some 49 Winchester. But I think we're going to get this pretty tight and pretty quick. So we'll be back with our special guest, Logan Bowling. You all stay tuned for more Bluegrass Breakout. The Local Honey's there with the LNN Don't Stop Here Anymore. And we are live in studio with Logan Bowling. And we have Clayton Owens with us. Welcome, guys. Hey, and I can barely hear you talking. Okay, let me turn you up a little more here while we're talking. Okay, hey, you know what's happening? That was totally my fault. All right, so now let's hear you.
Can you hear us now?
We can hear you now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they can hear us.
All right, now let's get a little background from you guys. I know, Logan, you are originally from Missouri?
Correct. Yes, I'm from Missouri.
And what part of Missouri, and how did you end up in Kentucky?
Northwest Missouri. And the way I ended up in Kentucky, that's kind of a convoluted story, but it was just through, you know, mutual friends and musicians, and they were like, somebody had came up to me and they were like, people down in Kentucky would love you. And so I started making friends down there, and there was that.
All right. So where about, what area of Kentucky are you living in?
In the Corbin area.
Corbin, all right. Beautiful area down through there for sure. Now, Clayton, where are you from?
I'm from Knox County. Originally, I've lived there all my life. So the Barville area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lived in Knox County forever and a day now. It's really hard to get out. Once you get there, you either love it or you hate it, and I just kind of wind up on the spectrum of somewhere in between.
Gotcha. Now, Logan, you're a singer, songwriter, musician, multi-talented individual, I understand. I'd really like to just turn you all loose with a song first, and then we can talk some.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
All right. This is an original called Oaks of Geneva. I wrote it about the music festivals I went to up north in the Iowa area. I found her down in the Oaks of Geneva, sitting by the campfire alone. She smiled big and I stumbled on in. The sun let it shine on us both. She had ambitions, was full of adventure. I had given to her charm. Late on a weeknight, yeah, we smoked a peace pipe. We got drunk and she fell in my arms. We had some good times, mostly had great times. It was pure poetry that she spoke. Dance by the fire like gypsies for hire. I can still smell that wood smoke. 7 days later, revival was over. Time to go home, hitch a ride. Let go of my wrist and just blew me a kiss. I faded into the clouds that rolled by. Always remember how your face reflects him. We were singing till our voices gave out. Drunk revelation, your eyes pierced my soul. It told me what you were about. The smell of white sage is burning away, but it don't smell the same as before. Well, it was sure nice to meet you in the Oaks of Geneva. Maybe someday on God's golden trail. That's all right Geneva.
There. Nice. Now, you do have some songs out there in music land where folks can access it. Where can folks find you, and what do you have there? You got an album, you got an EP, you got some singles?
As far as the internet world, I got a bunch of singles and small releases out. You can check them out on Spotify, iTunes. My latest one is Juanita Go Home. We're trying to get updated on that. I'm about to release 13, or not 13, I think it's 12 more songs through Fat Cave Studios. They're live recordings, but I figured it'd be something to keep people intrigued.
So you've been working with Fat Caves here recently then?
Yeah, it was, I mean, we just recorded with them just about a week ago. We were on a limited time crunch. We had about 4 hours to just pull out some songs, and that's what we did. But we're going to announce the release date here in the next couple weeks. So
good deal. Yeah. And Sam does a great job down there. Really glad to hear that you've been working with them. Now, I understand that you've also done a little bit of work in Nashville as well.
As far as Nashville goes, we've met some people, and we've been working on some projects, but it's not really too much I want to disclose.
Yeah, I was told we had to keep it kind of hush-hush, but I did want to at least mention that you have been...
We like to let people know we're doing stuff, but... keep it vague. It keeps people.
Yeah, keeps them from scooping you, for sure.
Exactly.
All right. Now, the first of next year is when you're looking at the release. Is that correct?
The first...
For your full-length album?
Well, as far as the Fat Cave Studios, we haven't really announced the release date, but we will in the next couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
As far as... that's going to be the closest thing to an album we got in the recent months. So,
now, I understand you've also got a lot of new songs that you've been working on.
Oh, yeah. We've been writing a new song every day, it seems like, you know. There was a few new songs. It's just we're pumping them out so quick. Like, even, you know, there was a few that I came up with just out of the blue on the way to recording at Fat Cave, and I'm just like, dang. I wish we would have wrote those a little bit sooner so we could have them on the album that we're making, but yeah, it's just...
So when you say we, are you co-writing?
I'm mainly co-writing with my manager, Becky.
Okay.
She feeds a lot of inspiration. I think I've wrote more songs just being around her, you know, and she'll throw in some lines here and there, and she's a huge contribution as far as... writing songs go now, especially
Fantastic.
In the last few months.
Well, that's great, especially, I mean, I would imagine, I'm not a songwriter, but I would imagine, you know, there's only so much stuff in my head. I would need some inspiration from somewhere, so it's good to have those people that that can kind of spark that creativity.
Yeah, she's cool, you know. I'm kind of a hermit, and she's somebody I can be myself around, and she's one of those friends that you just got good chemistry with, and she helps fuel my inspiration. So I'm
All
grateful
right.
for that.
Well, we are looking forward to hearing more, but it is time to take a stop and a look at our three-day forecast. And so we're going to do that. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Logan Bowling. I hope you'll stay tuned. I think it's going to get even better.
Thanks, guys.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout. And we are live in studio with our special guests, Logan Bowling, and also we've got Clayton Owens. And we're excited to hear what else you've got for us, fellas.
This next number we got is called Pantyhose and Liver.
Okay, you're going to have to explain. Give me some kind of backstory or something.
Well, it has to do with fishing for flatheads in the Missouri River.
Oh, okay.
I kind of based it around that, but we kind of had a little fun with it. It's like a little love song, sort of, too.
All right.
It's about a woman that likes to fish. So we like women that like to fish.
They are the best.
All right. Well, she's a diamond. I'm just stone. She's got dreams. I've got a car I barely own. She's seeking internships in Big Green. Big Green. I know that you've got different plans than hopping on freight lines and living in vans. I'm keeping my distance through the battles. It's pain on my side and it's changing my luck. Life's a garden that you dwell in. You're the rose that I can't pick. The least that I can do is check you all around the city. But if I check those chicks would follow me back home. Well, I would dread and sorrow and they'd eat me to the bone. To fall for love, sail ashore, I'd sell you out of your repertoire. Cause a pair like us wasn't meant for this world. Well, I'm just me and you're this girl. So here we are on the hood of my old car, misunderstood, with a big brown bottle and a paper sack. I think it's time we never look back. Life's a garden that you dwell in, your rose that I can't pay. The least that I can do is check you on the empty. But if I check those six will follow me back home. We're out of dread and sorrow and they need me to the bone. Well, I don't need a gal with luscious lips. I don't need a girl with the hourglass hips. I don't care for movie stars. Those kind of women just break your heart. I don't need a girl who dresses plain. She don't need no Maybelline. I don't need a woman who drops my soul. I just need a gal with a fishing pole. Wearing those true love when the baby shows up to the river. Pantyhose and liver. She's running from the cops. We know it's true love when the baby shows up to the river. Pantyhose and liver. But I don't need a girl with a dirty old truck. She can pull me out when I get stuck. Well, she chews gum and drinks from on high.
Logan Bowling talked about fishing, and she sounds like an exciting woman.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I kind of made her up in my head, but
that's the best kind of makeup.
Now, how do you find one of them on a dating site? That's what I want to know.
You don't.
You're gonna have to go find them out there fishing, don't you?
Yeah. Find them at the boat dock.
Amen.
At the boat dock. Good answer. All right, now Becky mentioned that you also do some things with cinematography.
Sometimes we record our own like little field recordings, but I wouldn't call myself a professional. I just kind of experiment with technology, you know, and try to put stuff together, whether it's recording my own music or putting up field recordings or just making funny videos.
He's got the brain for it. Like, it just comes natural to him.
Okay. Well, I also understand there's some script writing and, you know, you kind of get into it. So you're multi-talented. I understand you play other instruments. What all do you play?
Oh, man. I don't know about, like, play professionally, but I mess with piano, drums, and just whatever I can get away with in a recording, and people think I'm somewhat good at it, you know?
Well, apparently you've convinced Becky you're pretty good at it. So
yeah, she's a little bit biased, but she thinks highly of me, and that's the kind of people I want behind my back, you know.
All right. Well, that makes total sense. The pickup country time is 1:41, and we've got time for you to play something else if you got something in your pocket you want to pull out.
Sweet. This song's called Red Rider. Underneath a weeping willow, there sits a boy, he's counting clothes. Red Rider gun, his trigger finger, and his mama, she's folding clothes. In the depot, the steam slows down, and the train. He's meeting strangers. He's got dirt stains on his feet. He's fought some Mississippi Rangers. He found a dog named him Pete. With those tracks go on forever, in a box up on the shelf, and he signed in an old newspaper. He signed a letter, I wish you well.
All right, Logan Bowling. And what was the name of that one?
Red Rider.
Red Rider.
It's about a runaway boy with a little Red Rider BB gun.
Hope he didn't put his eye out. All right. We are going to take another short break, and when we return, we're going to hear some more great music. You guys stay tuned for Bluegrass Breakout. All right. I don't even know how that got in there. That is some of Ethan's promo from the morning. I wondered what that number was on there, but... I don't know. Somehow that got in there. Well, we are back with Bluegrass Breakout. We are back with Logan. We are back with Clayton. What are we singing now? Who's up? What are we doing?
We got a number from Clayton over here. He's got a couple songs he wants to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Logan were just kind of going over it. I don't think we've really ever played it together. It's originally a Towns Van Zandt song. Town Mountain covered it, and I absolutely adore both of those artists.
Mm-hmm.
The artists in the band, I should say. It's just one of them that strikes me pretty well, and I think I can perform half decent, you know. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready when you are.
When the winds don't blow in Amarillo, and the moon long Gunnison come on.
right, there you go. Clayton Owens from Corbin, KY.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice to hear that. Now, I'm a big fan, too, of Town Mountain. Yeah. And I don't know, where is it that they're from? Is it
North Carolina? Absolutely.
I know they play a lot here in Kentucky, and I really hadn't heard them a lot until I saw them live, and then it was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, about 2 years ago, I'd seen them in Laurel Cove, their little thing they have, and I swear, you'll never meet a more hospitable band. Their banjo player just come up, me and him just started talking about their music, we started talking about their next album. You'd think he was just a crowd member, I tell
right.
you. He was just a good dude, you know.
Now, speaking of festivals, are you guys planning on doing anything live? Any live gigs coming up? Any festival gigs coming up that you'll be doing?
Oh, man, I didn't even think to look at the calendar. I'm so dependent on Becky when it comes to the schedule, and I'd have to ask her. But I think we got something coming up in the next week. I can't think of the name of it. But I know we're playing pretty frequently at Pat's Snack Bar in Manchester, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's a place you can find us easily at. We do that almost on a weekly basis.
It's a pretty good place to be.
So you've probably got some fans and friends that come and hear you pretty frequently then.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Now, for folks who want to follow where you're going to be live, Facebook
is the main place. Yeah, I got a whole schedule pinned up at the top of the Facebook page. It's pretty easy to find.
All right,
Logan
good deal.
Bowling Music.
Well, we are about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour, so I know that we've got time for you to play something else. What else you got for us?
What else you got?
So you know that that Hank song that we've been playing together?
Which one?
I Can't Help It If I...
I can't help
it. Yeah, that one.
Right, you want to do it in the same key?
Are you in standard? Or are we still on the first?
I'm in drop C, but with on second capo.
Let's see. We'll just try it where we're at.
All right,
just
let's do
give
it.
Give her a little, you know. Today I blessed you, Lord, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else took my love, and he looked so
can't go wrong with some Hank, right?
Amen.
All right. We are live in studio here with Logan Bowling and also Clayton Owens, and they've been making some good music for us. I tell you what, we've still got, that was a short tune. We've still got some more time if you want to throw something else at our listeners.
Okay, I'll throw another short tune. This is one of my, you can see it on the Appalachian Untold video. Go check it out, guys. It's called Travel Endless. Next lover to kick my heart out of its slumber.
be coming back now. How does someone cause you crying? Makes your eyes shine the sack time attack.
Great job, guys. Now, we've got another hour of, well, actually not a full hour, but we've got some time in the next hour coming up with Logan and Clayton as well. I do want to remind you guys that this weekend is Metagreen Appalachian Music Park's big celebration. It is a celebration of the legacy of J.D. Crow, and it's called Crow Fest. It kicks off on Thursday, and it is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're in Clay City, and that is at Metagreen Appalachian Music Park. You can get your tickets at metagreenmusicpark.com. And it is my understanding that their RV camping is sold out, but there is still primitive camping. And they've got such a great lineup of just incredible bluegrass musicians. And Daly and Vincent is going to be their headliner. Also, they're going to have the Goodwin Brothers, Mo Pitney and Friends, Ricky Wasson, and the New South Reunion Band. That's going to be on Friday and Saturday, both. Also, David Parmley Band, Fenced In on Thursday, the Darren Wasson Band on Saturday, Dean Osborne and the Kentucky School of Bluegrass College Band. That'll be on Thursday as well. Our friends Hancock and Shouse, they'll be performing on Friday. Wildfire also on Friday, the Cox Family on Thursday, MSU Mountain Music Ambassadors on Saturday, and the EKU Bluegrass Ensemble, that will be on Friday as well. And you can get day passes. You don't have to get just the three-day pass if you're only going to go on one day. But you can get your tickets ordered online at metagreenmusicpark.com. You can also call them at 606-945-5999. And again, that is three great days of bluegrass music. And it is going to be celebrating the legacy of J.D. Crow. MetagreenMusicPark.com is where you get all the information and your tickets. And they are located at 303 Bluegrass Lane in Clay City. And we're super excited about that. Last year was their very first year that they had it, and it was just an incredible time. But they do have, if you go to Metagreen Appalachian Music Park's social media on Facebook, their page there, they do have the lineup posted. You can also search this by Crowfest. You can find that on Facebook as well. And they've got all the information there with the lineup of all of the great music that's going to be going on. And I believe this year is going to be even better than last year. And I was amazed at their first year because, you know, usually it takes a little bit of time, a couple of years, for festivals to kind of get off the ground. And the place was completely packed their first year, and I was amazed. The people that traveled from so far away to be a part of that, it shouldn't be any surprise. J.D. Crow is absolutely a bluegrass legend, and it's so cool that Ricky Wasson and friends have gone to such great lengths to honor J.D. and to put this together. They last year had some workshops that if you were a picker, you could actually go and sit in with someone who would give you tips and tricks on picking bluegrass style. I'm not sure if they've got that going on. I haven't seen it advertised this year, but that was one cool component that I thought was really awesome. And if they're not doing it this year, I hope that's something they'll bring back, because they did have quite a few folks that were interested in that last year. But again, metagreenmusicpark.com is where you find all of that information. And let's see, I'm trying to think of what else we've got coming up. I need to go to our website. I know that we had the Artisan Festival this last weekend, and lots of great music participating in that. The Estill County Fair is August 22nd. That kicks off today through the 26th. And all kinds of fun happening right here in Estill County, right where we're broadcasting from. The Swift Silver Mine Festival is another one in our area that's coming up quickly. And that is going to be September 3rd. They have got their big car show as part of that. They've also got their vendors and things like that. You can find out more at Wolf County Swift Silver Mine Festival on Facebook. And that's an event that we have been a participant in for a while. Another item that's coming up, besides my daughter trying to call me, knowing I'm on air, that's great. also, the Ravenna Railroad Festival, that is coming up right here in Estill County as well on September 9th and 10th. And that is at the yard, the railroad yard at 499 Kirkland Avenue. Some great music going to be going on that those 2 days as well, including Troy Estes, the Brett Nolan Band, Aaron Boyd Band, the Jenkins Twins on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Gino Seal, Chris and Amanda Schaus, Chelsea Nolan, and Jacob Fultz. And that is the Ravenna Railroad Festival. That is coming up really quick. And I think that's going to do it. Of course, coming up later on will be the Lee County Woolly Worm Festival and the Powell County Lions Club Fair. And we'll be telling you all the details on that as well. But the Pickup Country time is 1:59. And so we are going to take a break. But when we come back, we are going to hear some more from our special guests, Logan Bowling, as well as Clayton Owens. And you can go and follow Logan on social media. He's also on Spotify if you want to get a little taste of what he's already got out there, mastered and recorded, that's out there in internet land. You can get out there and get him in your ears and follow his Facebook page for information on where he's going to be live and his updates and releases. Well, we'll be back with more with these guys in just a few after a word from our news. And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout. We are here live in studio with our friends Logan Bowling and Clayton Owens. And they've been making some great music for us. And we're looking forward to some more.
All right. This song's called, what's it called? I'm having a brain fart because I'm on air. It's called Whitetail. I should know that.
On my old rambling buddies, well, they don't like how I've changed. If the old man would have hung around, I'd have already seen that grave. I've seen lots of pretty girls and I've seen a lot of homemade shine. But I really need a refined whiskey and a woman that can hold my mind, baby. Will Candle, she's a little corrupt, like to prey on whatever they can. Funny how the owner of the county jail is the wife of the courthouse man. Bruising on a Friday, I was minding my speed, made a copper and a shine the lights. Lost where the blacktop meets the gravel, quarter mile from the county line. Whitetail, you better wait a little if you ever want to see the bug. Whitetail, you judge me if you want, cause I don't give a lily lily. Yeah, and I'm gonna hightail to the next big city so I can go and pay my dues. You better get your tickets if you want to see a honky tonk show from the white trash too. Off drunk and he's feeling like he's 10 feet tall. Back of brass knucks, he's a coward out of luck and he's trying to start a ball and brawl. Little doesn't know about a fella named Joe. He's the brother of the owner of the bar. 6'8", fist size of the plate. Brass knuckles didn't get very far. in my licks in a Motel 6, then I'm gonna find a new zip code. Can't believe the better see you scramble on the stage. Everybody's getting frisky on the blue. Play a little dilly, set a fire to the city, make the folks want to kick off the shoe. Well, it's a wild tale, you better little diddle if you ever want to see the bug. Wild tale, you judge me if you want, cause I don't give a little diddle. Yeah, and I'm gonna hightail to the next big city so I can go and pay my bills. Better get your tickets if you want to see a honky-tonk show and a rock trash too.
Whitetail, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Logan Bowling. So you're doing music. You said you're not a cinematographer, but you do mess around with video a little bit. Okay. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
That's not music.
I like to play music. I like to swim. I like to, I like to play video games. Video games are cool. I play Call of Duty on my phone sometimes, you know. I like to fish. I like to be on the road. There's just something exciting about it. It just brings me back to the time I used to go on vacation as a kid. And, you know, we didn't get to do that much. So, you know, I was usually stuck to a small Missouri town with like 200 people. And so, you know, just being out on the road is just the most exciting thing in the world to me. And it still is.
Well, now I've not been very far into Missouri, but I understand it's way flatter than this area. So is it more exciting driving the curves and the hills out here?
It really is. It makes me a little car sick, but I love it. I mean, it's worth it.
He gets a lot of flack for being a flatlander.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Apparently that's a slur for us. So.
But you're adjusting well, I take it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Okay. I got no complaints.
Now, where is the furthest that you've traveled with your music? Where has your music taken you the furthest?
I moved to Arizona for about a year. This is like 3 years ago, something like that. And I played a few joints over there, but I mainly had like a full-time job there. I didn't do music full-time. And I just played a few. I probably played like 3 or 4 shows the whole time I was down there. It wasn't very much. And so I wasn't really pursuing it as hard as I am now. But I exposed it to some people over there, I guess you could say.
So what's the motivation now? Why now do you feel motivated to push and to write and to really do this full time? And what is the motivation now? What's changed in you?
I think it's just getting older and realizing, you know, the time's a ticking and I want to do it now as opposed to later, you know?
Okay.
And I think I just got a good, you know, support system and whatnot, and it's the right time. All the things that have enabled me to do it have set in place, and I didn't have that before, so it's kind of nice.
Now, do you have, you mentioned your support system. Do you have a lot of family support? Do you have folks in?
Oh, yeah, and I didn't think they would support me like they have, but they totally have, and I'm so blessed for that. Like, both my mom and dad have been cheering me on. I got uncles that are cheering me on. I got my grandma who's cheering me on. Friends back home from my hometown, always checking on me and my travels. And I didn't really think that many people cared, but apparently they do. You know, when you start doing something cool, people start noticing and want to check up on you. So it's nice.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that, because it does usually take a good support system for longevity. I think you can probably jump out there and do something on your own for a while, but knowing that you have that support, I think helps you go longer, farther, and all of that. So that's good to hear. Now, Clayton, what are your plans with music?
So I've just kind of been a loafer near this scene for a second. I'm extremely private when I play. Get this, right? Here I am on the daggone radio.
This is, he's Becky's cousin.
Yep.
And so he's kind of just been around me and my music. I didn't know he played the first time I met him. And then next thing you know, we're playing together, and he's just kind of got sucked into this plethora of music world that
now
I got.
No, he had to warm up to you, it sounds like.
Well,
I don't blame him one bit. I got to warm up to people, too.
He said he was private, so apparently he got used to you and felt comfortable.
Well, he was hanging around Becky, and I think quite highly of Becky. She's McKen, after all. And if you can hang with her, by golly, you can hang with anybody. And I figured, Logan here, you know, I went and seen him at the show, and I said, I was just kind of joking at him. I was like, I'm going to teach you some John Prine songs by the time this is all done. Well, that's turned into this, I'd say, what, we're going on about a month or two now, this endeavor.
Yeah.
Picking and going on. We'll ping pong song ideas. And it's really a good time. It's just I got caught in a daggone music vacuum.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Well, I tell you what, the time is 2:12. You want to throw another song before we take a break?
You got one, or you want me to do it?
Well, I was talking about John Prine. I can do the homage to John Prine, the one that always, it's Angel from Montgomery.
I love it. Let's do it.
We'll try and rock out to that one. And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout and the Pickup Country time 2:17. We have now reached 90 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch. I hope you're staying hydrated. I hope you are getting you some shade or some air conditioning.
This is a day where we definitely give thanks for the creation of air conditioning, because it is hot and toasty out there. But we got some fire going on here in studio with Logan Bowling and also Clayton Owens, and they've been sharing some music with us. Now, for folks who aren't familiar with you, if you were to describe your music style, what would you call your music?
Oh, man. A buddy of mine once told me that I thought it kind of hit it on the nail, or at least I want it to, or I want to believe it. But what's his name? I can't think of him. He played for the Eagles, but Joe Walsh. Okay, so somebody described me as a country outlaw version of Joe Walsh, and I was immediately tickled by that.
Okay, all right. Well, nothing wrong with that, for sure.
I think that's a heck of a compliment.
I mean, there's a lot of grit goes into it, yeah.
Now, you mentioned your family supporting your music. Did you have anyone in your family that maybe was making music that you grew up around? Are you kind of a first-generation musician?
Or? Oh, yeah. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and
brother.
Hey, there we go. Solidarity right there.
Yeah.
But anyways, my dad, his parents were the pastors there, and he had 8 brothers and sisters. So, and they all sang. Like, they would all get up and sing there together. And I mean, we always did that at family reunion too. It's like old gospel and hymns and stuff like that, and bluegrass and country. It was I'm really proud of my roots, and like, there's a lot of talent in my family, and I'm proud to come from them. So I got to owe that to them.
So I'm sure that's a source of continued inspiration. When you were growing up and finding an interest in music, what was the music that you were most drawn to?
Probably my Uncle Ben's music, which it was a crossbreed of like gospel and like outlaw country. He just blended it perfectly. He has his own style. He's still talented to this day. He's great. But mainly him, yeah. And I'm trying to think of Waylon Jennings, a lot of the old outlaw stuff, you know.
It's amazing to me how, you know, you watch things as you get older that sometimes seems like it's just a phase, or it's a season, or, you know, it's a fad, or it's a trend and that kind of thing. And then, like, when you get as old as I am, you look back and so many of those things that people talked about, like they were going to be just trends, a phase, something that passes, have actually stood the test of time. And you mentioned some names that are just, like, carved in stone forever, that, you know, they will always be kind of those pinnacles of music.
You see them on the Nashville murals and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Outlaws never die.
Well, see, and that just proves it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed with younger folks that find their way to those pinnacles of music. And you know, you're thinking when they tell you who they're influenced by, it's going to be some names you don't recognize. And then they come off with Waylon Jennings and some of those staples of just really, you know, they're timeless.
I mean, the list could go on. I mean, there's a lot of artists that I listen to that nobody's ever heard of, but I mean, Waylon Jennings is huge
right.
for me. So.
Well, you know, the older generation is always concerned with what young people are going to do with the music. And there's always a concern that country is going to die, that real, authentic country music is going to die. And if you turn on regular radio, you'd probably believe that, you know, real country music is dead.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause mainstream doesn't play a whole lot of it. But it's always good to hear somebody that does find inspiration and, I don't know, even purpose in those legends of music. And we are looking forward to hearing something else from you. So if you've got another song for us.
All right. This is a song called Miss Shirley. I wrote it about my 7th grade biology teacher.
Well, you know, I was going to ask, because when I was looking at your music page on Spotify, I noticed there's several female names, and I was going to ask, like...
That's not a good look. I know.
Well, I was just going to ask, like, you know, do women just inspire you, or are these all, you know... Okay, so one was a teacher that... Okay.
Yeah, just women make for great songs. Some of the best songs in the world were written about women, you know? And it's just kind of what flowed naturally. I mean, I got songs about many other things, but a lot about women too.
Well, that's okay. Women should be appreciated too. And the ones that fish, especially.
Oh, yeah.
So, especially. Yeah.
All right.
Well, she brings us lemonade when we play football in the yard. With a smile on her face, yeah, she's got one hell of a charm. She's a mama of my two best friends, Benjamin and Bill. I know she's over twice my age, but there's a way she makes me feel. Well, I've been brushing my hair and learning how to dance, and so my dad's cologne. Button down my shirt just a little and hope she'll be turned on. She's a member of the PTA with a heart that's on her sleeve. Long time friend of my Aunt Barb, hope she gave a good word for me.
And we'll be back with more from Logan in just a few. It's time now to give a listen to the local lens. And when we return, we'll hear from our weather, and we'll get another couple of songs out of these guys if we can, and get more information for you so you can follow them and stay updated on shows and releases. And I don't know, you got to check out this guy's Facebook page. He wasn't kidding. He likes to swim and he likes to do flips off diving board. I have seen that in our time together today.
Okay.
yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, but we will be back after the weather, and we'll hear more from Logan Bowling.
That's funny. I didn't think that'd be announced on the radio.
It's cool. Figured that's what I was going for it.
So do these are.
And And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout. We've been having a great time here in studio with Logan Bowling and also Clayton Owens. And I understand you fellas have discussed it and you're going to do a couple of covers, right?
That's true. We thought we were due for it. My cover is going to be a Roger Allen Wade cover. I don't know if you guys heard of that guy. He's the guy that sings that if you're going to be dumb, got to be tough.
Johnny Knoxville's cousin. He's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's really wisdom. If you're going to be tough, dumb, you have to be tough.
Oh, yeah. He's a heck of a songwriter that I really like for that reason. He's got a way of putting humor into serious songs that's what I like to do. You know, if you're going to write a serious song, make it real fun. And so this one's called Sweet Wine of Sorrows. It's kind of a tearjerker, but we'll make the most of it.
Well, I was standing in the pouring rain outside that Norfolk Southern yard. I was rolling ice just like a train. The wind was blowing hard. I'm now 22 to the devil. Hell, I hope he'll take a check. I'll steep down till I get level, and then I'll break my neck. Will I have drank from a cup of your soul like there ain't no tomorrow? I was cursed from the first with that thirst for the sweet wine of sorrow. Well, hallelujah, I'd trade anything I can beg, steal, borrow. Yes, I was cursed from the first with that thirst for the sweet wine of sorrow. And there's things a man can do to himself, or his own parents don't recognize his face. And there's things he does to everybody else that even true love can't erase. And you wind up scattered on pieces, just like them dishes that you brought. Like when you're strolling with my baby and your daddy bought that shotgun and we got caught. Will I have drank from a cup of your soul like there ain't no tomorrow? Yes, I was cursed from the first with that bird for the sweet wine I saw.
Sweet Wine of Sorrow. Now, who was the artist that wrote that, you said?
Roger Allen Wade.
Roger
guys should look him up.
Allen.
He's an older fella, but
Wade. It's like three first names.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, he's out of Chattanooga. And he does I think him and Johnny Knoxville both have a show on Outlaw Radio on Sirius.
Nice.
I've caught it a few times. Been down that way.
All right. I may have to check that out. I like that song. All right, what do you got for us?
Well, I come somewhat prepared. I've got a song by the Prodigal Son of Kentucky. I hope I do it justice. I'm talking, of course, about Timmy Tide Childers.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best to knock out rock, salt, and nails. I don't promise perfection, but hey, we'll give it the best.
All right. Have at it.
By the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, the wilders and warbler, with the low morning sound, way down in the hollow, where the river runs cold, it was there I first
I think you did all right by that.
Thank you, ma'am.
For sure. All right. Well, I tell you what, I want to give you guys another chance to give a shout out to folks listening and tell them where to find you.
All right. My name's Logan Bowling. You can find me on Facebook, Logan Bowling Music, if you want to know how to spell my last name, because it's kind of uncommon. It's with two L's instead of just one, or with a W and an L. It's B-O-L-L-I-N-G is how you spell it, in case you're wondering how to find me. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. I try to be on TikTok, but I'm not on there as much. I post more consistently to the other pages. Then I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Bandzoogle, or I don't know. There's so many different ones, but I try to get out there. But anyways, hopefully stay tuned for more music. I got a previous catalog of stuff that's already on there. And what about you?
Well, again, I'm Clayton Owens. I'm just a guy out of Knox County, rounder. Not really on any of the socials as far as music playing goes. I'm sure we'll probably get to amending that here soon. If you like what I'm doing, if you like what I'm playing, just hit up Logan's page, and I'm sure they'll be able to find me somewhere.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you guys coming in, and certainly keep me posted on new releases, new music, because when I don't have live guests in, I play local music, and so get me some recorded stuff too, and I'll be happy to play that for you.
Will do.
I really appreciate you guys coming in. And again, folks, do follow on Facebook, Logan Bowling Music, and you'll get all kinds of updates and everything with that. And with new music coming out soon, folks want to stay kind of plugged in with you and find out what's going on. And we are kind of coming to the close of summer. Any big plans for the end of the year? I know a lot of folks, they look toward, you know, that transition to a new year to do new things. But you got any big plans coming up?
Nothing too crazy. We're just booking as many shows as we can and just traveling mostly the Midwest and the East. So
all
that's
right.
About it.
Well, best wishes and safe travels to you. Again, a big thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And
appreciate you.
Hopefully we can have you back in sometime with some new music.
Will do.
All right. Well, folks, I appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us and supporting our guests. As always, we encourage you to support local artists, support local music. And if you are listening from far, far away, we would appreciate if you would appreciate those folks who are making music right there close to you, as well as our artists that we highlight and bring on the air for you. But we are going to turn things over now. Break to take, and then we're going to hear some music from Kentucky Blue, Miss Britt Taylor, her song. We're going to hear from Oliver Sayani, a live track that we recorded when he was in with us last. And somebody mentioned Town Mountain. I think we should hear some Town Mountain today. So we're going to hear their song, Lines in the Levee. And if we've got time, we're going to hear some Pony Bradshaw. So with that, I'm going to sign off. You guys have a great afternoon. Be blessed. Don't forget, I love y'all. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You've been listening to Bluegrass Breakout.